From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Over the weekend, Humboldt County sheriffs were called to the attention of a dead body on Centerville Beach. Deputies got there on the scene and found a severely decomposed body about a quarter of a mile from the mouth of the Eel River. The coroner's office arrived on scene, the body retrieved, the investigation ongoing. Anyone with information regarding this case or related criminal activities encouraged to contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Over the weekend, Humboldt Bay Fire responding to a structure fire, the 1400 block of Summer Street. Firefighters arrived to find a residence with heavy fire in the rear, as well as electrical arcing from power lines nearby. All the occupants of the residence were outside, uninjured. Firefighters extinguished that blaze in about 30 minutes. The residence's contents were nearly all consumed or damaged, with the structure receiving heavy fire charring and damage as well. A dozen firefighters, two fire support volunteers, Eureka City Police, and Pacific Gas and Electric all responding to the scene. Arcata Fire Protection also provided station coverage. No injuries sustained by firefighters. Damage estimated at about $150,000. The fire cause and origin remains under investigation. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority is holding two public open house information sessions from 4 to 7 p.m. on March 5th at the Social Club in Samoa and March 6th at the Plaza Grill View Room. The community is invited to learn about major updates from RCEA, exploring the potential for local offshore wind energy, shovel-ready plans for a solar microgrid project at the airport in McKinleyville, current local power procurement, and also other programs and projects. There will be snacks and beverages available at both locations. RCEA also partnering with the Schatz Energy Research Center at Humboldt State University, building the first ever scale solar microgrid project at the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport in McKinleyville. Humboldt County officials working to launch a project possibly as soon as next month that would deal with human trafficking education. The Human Trafficking Prevention Education and Training Act, which was signed into law by Governor Brown in October of last year, makes California the first state in the nation to adopt education and training for educators and students to prevent human trafficking. Supporters call it a critical lesson for local students, and a program called PROTECT, Prevention Organized to Educate Children on Trafficking, has received a $400,000 boost in funding from the Rural County Representatives of California to help implement such programs. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.